Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, read by the poet Paul O'Mahony. Canto 13. The night has gone, and now is gone. All that's left is the appearance. The kettle wakes to the sound of electrical click. My water awaits. So do I boil the entrance of day, so do I lay aside the vestiges of lightless sleep. I've had a child in bed with me, looking for her mother. She's gone. This is a house where musical beds are par for the course of parenting. You get your share of disturbance, so that you're never cut off from the issues of the flesh. Morning has broken, a cry from the landing. I find it stretches me to stick to the pouring of the tea. Barry would be proud of me. Ritual is a splice of life. There is no cock to crow. You have to do it yourself. Recognize the day. It is unlike another. This is the first time in eternity this day has dawned. It will not come again. As soon as you sense it, it has moved on. There is a moment, and that was it. Patterns, inventions to bring comfort in chaos. All is and was. As soon as you've imagined the shape of day, you've lost that vision. It never disappears, simply plays with memory. The trail of the one surviving, honest person in Ireland is cold. It's been warm in the past, but as soon as the trails become hot, live, pulsating, it's gone. Another trail opens up. You live in spirits. A sleepy head joins up the dots of life in a particular way that serves the story it writes. If you don't tea, they'll be down the stairs on top of you, and that'll be the end of the dark from which you take off. This is all like fishing with insects that bubble to the surface and explode into actions in flight. So comes the thoughts of day into the stream, where it may take a hermit carving a stone to indicate the path best followed on your fruitless journey. Halt! I am the Almighty. I will not hear the voice of reason. If I let the reasonable rule the world, it is doomed. Close that mouth through which tumble the cry of the ordinary fears, of the ordinary eyes. We, Almighty, bless the extraordinary, the unreasonable belief that there will be a Saviour. Believe me, there is a stone among the stones. Uncover it, and paradise becomes. If that's not clue to action, we have chosen the wrong batch of human beings. Maybe we'll simply have to start again from a new beginning. In the beginning was the un-word. And the unword was paying no heed to its God. That is a matter for the gods. Meanwhile, close your mouth to the defeated. Embrace those in the gutter who are not stuck there. They will pull the others out. I am your Almighty and the Almighty of all. Get on with that for which you were anointed. Time is beyond us all. leaves of dust, teabag, born on the bush, Darjeeling, calls cobweb to life. Reinforcement needed. The quest is beyond us. The business of sifting through all 1.4 million applications for the position of Honest Joe, the job of hanging out at political conventions with greenies, the sweat of being there for the touching of hands across pews over the weekend. There isn't a football team called Ethics in Ireland. At most, it's tougher than the needle in the hay bales. We need a new search engine. That's why Siegfried has left Shannon on the 1010 Ryanair to Bristol. Consultations are in order. I remember Breffni O'Rourke. He went to France for help and met a Welsh lord willing to invade the island to find one honest priest who was selling indulgences for a fair price. The rumour is no such creative was ever uncovered. After no end of synods, my own view is that Murray may have been the one fair hierarch. He was routed in Cashel or Thurles about 1850, before the Pope became infallible to compensate. But what is history to me now that all the women have been shredded from it? Go on, boy, die for Ireland, I'll knit your funeral shroud. I'll iron the tunic of your martyr, I'll see visions for your memory. The female deadlier than the male, feminine interrupta. It'll be a woman who leads us to our grail. Over in Swansea, which waits the arrival of the ferry Julia, there is my Erda muse, Dylan's drinking mate. If you are asking where I've gone, say I won't be long, but I'll return stronger than the dragon. Heaney knows the score. He went underwater to slay the mother of the beast, restored the poet's honour through translation. Beowulf, the conqueror of illusion, knight before the realm, a pre-Tudor, pre-Chaucerian saga, an old story from the old country, where they buried silver hairs in caskets of rowan and watched the swans fly home to cool. We are on a fumbled journey, in space bedecked in ivory. Phrases, praises, and mazes taken from the recipe book written by Finn McCool's wife. I give you a patch quilt crossed in hedgerow, seams of streams. The trees are leafless now, their pride all blown away. You have a tapestry for a mind, use it or lose it. When the rough get going, the tough gets sewing. I wish you the applause of the faint-hearted. Touch down safely, kiss the tarmac if you will. There's a reservoir over the coombe, Glastonbury child. Come, meet your Newgrange genes. End of Canto 13.